This is The Week Ahead, a look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
Hi, I'm Bill Glaskell, Managing Editor at Bloomberg News, and with me today from our Washington Bureau is Managing Editor Mike Tackett. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. There's a lot going on with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney in the coming week, and we'll get to them in a moment, Mike. But first, let's run down some of the top events investors will be watching in the days ahead. For one thing, it's earnings season in America again. Alcoa, the aluminum maker, touches off the flood of first quarter profit reports on April 10th with a projected loss of 4 cents a share. Falling prices and rising inventories are the likely cause of that. And then we're on to JP Morgan with a forecast 21% profit drop, and Wells Fargo with a 9% jump on higher mortgage demand as housing recovers. And Google. Google will likely say profits and sales were up in the quarter, but investors are watching for any signs of further weaker ad pricing after a drop at the end of last year. Now, higher profits are a sign of a stronger U.S. economy and global economy, for that matter, and there's news on that front coming up in the next week. The big number is consumer prices. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg say inflation slowed in March, while the core measure, that's the one excluding volatile food and energy prices, that rose to 0.2% from 0.1% in February. Mexico's inflation rate, meanwhile, probably fell to a four-month low in March. And investors will also be keeping their eyes on California's $1.3 billion bond sale next week, a big tax conference put on by the Bush Institute in New York, and on IPO Wednesday, that's April 11th, five companies go public in what may be the biggest one-day slug of U.S. initial offerings in more than a year. So, Mike, do you have your checkbook out?
Yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is there's nothing in the account.
Indeed. So anyway, profits are up, companies are selling stocks and bonds, and the real presidential campaign is drawing ever closer, and that brings us back to Washington. So Mike, how close is Mitt Romney to sealing the deal with the Republican Party, and how are these signs of a stronger economy going to affect the coming campaign against Barack Obama?
He's very close. In fact, by most accounts and by most Republican insiders who we've talked to, there's no question but that he will be the nominee of the party, barring some totally unforeseen issue. So he's going to be focusing entirely now on Barack Obama. And really, we're seeing a general election tenor to this already. President Obama, in a speech to newspaper editors today, called out Romney by name for the first time. That's a clear acknowledgement of who he thinks it's going to be. The difficulty for Romney is that he wanted to make this election a referendum on the economy and on Obama's stewardship of the economy. Now, a lot of the signs are pointing that the economy is getting better. We're seeing that in both consumer confidence, as noted in the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. We're seeing that in the stock market, where the performance in the first quarter was good. We're seeing that in the president's approval ratings, and we're also seeing it in terms of unemployment.
So it's not, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's, are you better off than you were 4 weeks ago?
Well, something like that. And Governor Romney has a pretty good rejoinder that he can offer to this, too. And that would be, certainly, he can't deny the trends that things are getting better. But he could also say he's not satisfied with a country where we have an 8.3% unemployment rate and think that's a good thing.
Well, that's very true. And Obama, in addition to running his end of the presidential campaign, he has to be presidential this week. He's got a lot of global matters to focus on, starting with his meeting at the White House on April 9th, that's Monday, with Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. What's the big focus of their talks, Mike? Is it going to be trade?
Absolutely going to be trade. And, you know, Brazil is such a growing economy, and that relationship between the United States and Brazil is becoming increasingly more important. And that's why you're going to see this sort of showcase visit at the White House on Monday.
And this all leads up to the Summit of the Americas next weekend, with Obama joining 33 other Western Hemisphere leaders in Cartagena, Colombia. Is trade there going to be the focus, or is it going to be Cuba and Venezuela, the bad guys, if you will, of the hemisphere?
Well, in some ways, those are all part of the same whole. With Venezuela, of course, you have the issue of oil, which is always a strategic concern of the United States and access to that. So I think you'll see that on both fronts. And what you have in a broader sense is the president performing sort of the other half, big half of his job. You know, one is to keep the United States safe and prosperous, and the other is to, preserve the role of the United States in the world. This had been something that's normally a core Republican strength, which is strong foreign policy, strong national defense. And it's one that I think a lot of analysts would agree the president has fairly successfully put himself in a position where it's not quite the vulnerability it's been with other Democrats.
Hmm. And of course, even before the summit starts, North Korea may intrude. If the North Koreans launch a rocket on April 12th, as is possible, how's the White House likely to respond to that?
Well, I mean, I think what we've seen is we're going to see a resumption of the talks, with China, with Japan, with others who are going to address this issue. Nobody likes the idea, of a nuclear-armed North Korea. So we will see if this is more sort of saber-rattling, if the new leader in North Korea is just trying to assert himself to show his bona fides to the world. But I think you will see a clear response from the United States that would say this is unacceptable behavior.
Well, and Obama can be presidential. Thanks, Mike. That's it for this week. Much appreciated. We'll do it again.
Great talking to you, Bill.
Likewise. And remember, you can find this podcast on the Bloomberg Terminal, on the top worldwide page, or at NI Global Week, or at Bloomberg.com. And until next time, this is Bill Glaskell. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2012.